the topic today is the Zman of Chatzos, the Halacha of Chatzos in regards to Afikoman. So I guess the best place to start is the Machlok is the more in Psachim and Afkuf Chaf and Maveis brings the Machlok to Rabbi Elazar and Azariah and Rabbi Kiva to be the Mekach Rasha to tell me that the end of the Zman of eating the Korban Pesach is Chatzos, or do we assume that like any normally Korban, it becomes possible there's a shakar. So if you're eating it Belayla, you have till the morning till there's a shakar to eat it. So Bekeba says you have till there's a shakar. And Blaz Ben Azariah says a drasha, it says, Lachlan Zabosa Belayla Zeh, and it says, by Revartis, it bears to turn Belayla Hazeh, over just like over there, Belayla Zeh is referring to Chatzos, so we're also Belayla Zeh means until Chatzos.
So those would both be the Araisa.
Those are the Araisa.
Would the one who holds that he had told us agree that there's a
Araisa? So now that's a good question. So that's regards to the Korban Pesach, and then obviously it was regards to the Korban Pesach. It'll be relevant to the Korban, the Matzah, which the Torah says Al Matzos Umurim Yochluhu, Al Matzos Umurim Yochluhu, that you eat the Korban Pesach together with matzah and mortar, or Matzos Al Umurim Yochluhu. Both the Shonas are found by the Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So that had to be eaten in the same time frame. But there's another mitzvah of eating matzah, which is independent of the mitzvah of eating Korban Pesach, and that mitzvah of eating matzah, which is the mitzvah of Berev Tekel Matzos. So do we connect the mitzvah of Berev Tekel Matzos to this halach of Chatzos? So comes along Rava later on in the Gemara. The Rava says that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that you have the Korban Pesach until Chatzos, so matzah bezman hazeh must be eaten by Chatzos. So the Gemara says, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is this point that I would think the Berev Tekel Matzos is an independent mitzvah and it's not dependent on Chatzos. Berev Tekel Matzos means during the evening, anytime during the nighttime. So Kamash 1, the Rabbi is saying that that's not true. According to Blazer ben Azariah, we tie the mitzvah of matzah together with the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, and therefore it's only till Chatzos. So that is Rabbi's din. Then we go out, move on to a Mechloikis. How we paskin? Do we paskin like Rabbi Kiva, that you have the whole night time to eat the Korban Pesach? You pass on like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that you have only to Chatzos to eat the Korban Pesach. So this is a major machlokes. The Rambam says, like Rabbi Kiva, you have the whole night to eat the Korban Pesach. The Rosh starts off saying we have many Mishnayos like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but he comes out of the Maskana, the Ikar Pesach is like Rabbi Kiva, but it's nachon to be careful. The Rebbeinu Chananel, passes like Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. So the Rebbeinu Chananel, which the weight of the Rebbeinu Chananel, the transition period of generation from the Goyim to the Rishonim, and the Ramban writes about the Rebbeinu Chananel, like all the word of the Kabbalah, whatever he has, but Masara from the Goyim back to the Gemara, passing like Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. The Rama, and the assumption is the halacha that the Rif as well passes like Rabbi Kiva. So that's a major machlokes. Now, in Rabbi Kiva, we have the next question is we have to know if even we pass like Rabbi Kiva, maybe Mirabanan, there's a lacha of only to Chatzos, Kel Harchag Alde Min Aver. So just like we have by Kriyashma, the Chazal said, Al Chatzos, the Harchag Alde Min Aver, like most Rishonim, in regards to eating a Korban in general, we were worried about the issue of Noiser. Therefore, Chazal said Chatzos that you shouldn't come to eat it till the morning. Go over all the shakar and end up being over an aveira of eating it at one month. It's noiser. So, does it apply to Korban Pesach according to Bekiva? A and B. Even if it does that apply to Rabbanan to matzah? Because we're just not discussing Korban Pesach; we're discussing matzah. So, even if I tell you according to Bekiva that the rice that you can eat the Pesach the whole night time, so obviously the rice you can eat your matzah the whole night time. And Chazal came along and said, Mirabonan, you should eat the Korban Pesach before Chatzos because of the Gezerah. It doesn't necessarily mean that they made the Gezerah in regards to matzah.
Right.
Okay, so this is all these steps are machlokes in the Rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch's language is that a person should be Zoyer, should be careful to make sure that he eats the Afikamim before Chatzos. The Gra says that because he understands that the Shulchan Aruch is passing like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and therefore that's why you must eat it before Chatzos. So the language of the Yizoyer, be careful, doesn't just mean it's a Chumra, it's a Maila, it means it's Mikra Adin. You must be careful because you must do this. Eat the matzah before Chatzos.
Would the Shulchan Aruch say, like, also to eat it after Chatos? I mean, if the issue is...
Well, it didn't say Osir. It just said that, you know, you're not fulfilling your mitzvah. Uh-huh. Right? That's how the Grodner stands. The Mishnah Berurah does bring that there is an argument to say that we pass on like a Rekiva, and therefore really you have the whole night time to eat it. And therefore, even if a person does not eat it before Chatzos, a person would still eat it after Chatzos to fulfill the mitzvah according to those Rishonim. Then he says, but taking it a step weiter, the mitzvah of Afikoman, he adds 2 points. He says, why do we eat Afikoman? So the Shulchan Aruch says you should eat a kazayis for Afikoman. And the Mishnah Berurah brings that we prefer in halacha to eat 2 kazaisim, because we eat Afikoman zecher to the Pesach and to the matzah, which is eaten with the Pesach. 1 kazayis of the Korban Pesach, 1 kazayis of the matzah with the Korban Pesach. So we eat 2 kazaisim of matzah. So we're eating a zecher Pesach. So Pesach, it's not matzah we're dealing with. We're dealing with Pesach. So that's why it's even more chomer that even Rabbi Kiva agrees that by Pesach you must eat it before Chatzos. So if we're eating a zecher for that, maybe we should be machmer like that. That's point number one. Mishnah Berurah says, but the second point he says, but if your issue is not matzah, if your issue is not afikamer by Chatzos, your issue is eating the mitzvah matzah, the first kazayis by Chatzos. So if the issue is the first kazayis, we have a much more of a problem. He says, because if we pass the Gerolos Ben Azariah, there's no mitzvah matzah after Chatzos. So you lost your mitzvah totally. Not just the mitzvah derbanan of Afikoman, but the mitzvah deraisa of matzah. So a person sees that his Seder is going long, so he should make sure that he eats at least the first kazayis of matzah and more before Chatzos. And if he does it, Mishnah Berurah says you do not make a bracha. You do not make a bracha al achilas matzah or al achilas mor if you miss chatzos.
So that has nothing to do with the afikoman. That just has to do with mitzvahs, you know.
Mitzvahs matzah, mitzvahs mor.
Right.
Now, Rashi and the Rashbam will learn that the ikar mitzvah of matzah of the nighttime is has to be nechal al asayv. And when we eat afikoman, we are fulfilling the mitzvah deraisa of matzah. So according to Rashi and the Rashbam, we're going to add another layer over here. We also want to be very worried about chatzos, because otherwise we're going to end up with this problem of not fulfilling the mitzvah according to Rashi and the Rashbam.
But according to Rashi, so how do we say the bracha so early? We're
not actually so that says you can't not eat it, make a bracha before, because the matzah you're eating the matzah which you can be at to the mitzvah with, so you cannot make a bracha. You cannot eat it without making a bracha, but you're having kavanah for this as well. That's why the shloah says you should according to the shloah you should really remain silent until after the afikoman. Because of this problem. Now, the Chakyaku says, you know,
from the time of Mitzvah's Matzah.
From till Matzah to Afikoman. So it would definitely speed up the meal. You can't say anything. But the Chakyaku says, we don't pass on like the Shloah. It's not really something which the Tzibur can be expected to do. The Iker Psak is not like Rashi in the Rashbam. The Mishabur Pass on the Iker Psak is that Afikoman is the Rabbanon. So, but there is Rashi in the Rashbam to say Afikoman is the Raisu. So let's say a situation which the Mishnah Berurah deals with Nadav Yehuda deals with Dogam Mavava deals with the case of a person was Nisacher, he wasn't feeling well and he couldn't start the Seder right away, and he ended up starting the Seder very late, and he realizes that he's looking at the clock and it's almost Chatzos, he's just starting the Seder. So he says, you make Kiddush, you wash, you say Alechilas Matzah, you say Alechilas Mar, and then you say that God afterwards. So the poskim can grapple with that. The mitzvah gadol also is totally in the mitzvah matzah mor. the mitzvah is b'shoshesh matzah mor menachom lefanecha. So first of all, they point out you would not say shergalonu, the second bracha, but shergalonu, when you would lose the bracha shergalonu if it's after chatzos. The person gets to a real long seder and he didn't get the bracha at the end of hagadol b'shergalonu, you should not say the bracha b'shergalonu if it's after chatzos. So chatzos,
you haven't said the matzah yet.
Right,
you just dropped the ball. You didn't say matzah or anything. You still shouldn't say it after chatzos.
Right, because the mitzvah gadol with the bracha, which goes with it, is going to be totally in chatzos. Okay, so this famous Avnei Nezer, that Avnei Nezer came up with, he has a suggestion of how to deal with the problem. So he makes the following assumption, which is debatable, which we'll see in a second whether it's accepted or not. That. So that the halacha is you can't eat after afikoman. says that you should maintain the time of matzah in your mouth. Now, according to Rabbi Akiva, that you have till the morning to eat matzah. Obviously, there's no chiyuv after the morning to maintain the time of matzah in your mouth. You don't say the rest of the day you can't eat anything else because the first day of Pesach, because you want to keep the time of matzah in your mouth, and the night is over, and goodbye. So the Rav Nezer assumes that the same thing will be a true according to the laws of Nazariah, that the mitzvah to eat matzah is still chatzos, so after chatzos you can do whatever you want. You don't have to worry about eating the time, keeping the time matzah. Same with true in Rabbi Akiva, once the morning comes, you don't have to worry about time matzah. So that aim after our Pesach avikarmen only goes till during the zaman where you can eat that mitzvah. So according to Moshe Mizrahi, the still chatzos. After chatzos you can eat. So he says, okay, if that's true, so I have a great idea. We know that doing mitzvahs conditionally works. So I can come along and before chatzos and say, you know what? Take a kazayis and matzah and say, if the law like the laws of Nazaria and like your Ben Chanan or passing like him, I'm eating afikarmen right now. If the law like the Rabbi Kiva with the Rambam paskins, it's a piece of matzah, not the shem mitzvah. So I didn't eat afikarmen yet. Then finish that before chatzos. Wait till after chatzos and say, okay, if the law like the laws of Nazaria, I can have my meal because there's nothing wrong with eating after chatzos. If the law like Rabbi Kiva, I didn't eat afikarmen yet, so why can't I have my meal? I have till the morning. That's Rav Nezer's suggestion. So he says this way you have this eitzah of if you see that you're running late, you can fulfill the law of eating afikarmen before chatzos, according to the laws of Nazaria, and still not have a problem of having your meal or whatever it is. The only thing you'll end up doing is eating another kazayis and matzah that you hadn't necessarily planned on. You'll have your kazayis for matzah, your kazayis for karech, your kazayis for this condition, and then you'll have a final kazayis of karmen according to Bekiva at the end of the meal. Okay. Ramosha has a tshuva where he disagrees with the Avnezer basically in every step of what he says. And Dayan Weiss and the Chassidus also has a tshuva where he disagrees with Avnezer in every step that he says. And therefore, they do not suggest that would be a valid approach.
Is Rebbe familiar with anybody who relies on the Avnezer?
Yeah, there's some Chassidim that they actually do. I think Rebbe Tadamon does that.
Really?
Yeah. Now, there's an interesting question. If this is not making the meal, there's still a question of having, you know, some more matzah later on. Can you have more matzah after you have matzah? Right? The issue is to keep maintaining the time of the matzah. Right? So I'm not taking the time from the matzah, I'm having more matzah. Right? If I want to have an apple, I have a problem. I want to have a steak, I have a problem. I want to have a matzah, what's the problem? So Shulchan Aruch Rav, in Siman Tavay and Ches says, you can't eat anything after the afikarmen except for matzah, shmura. It means you're allowed to eat matzah after matzah. That's not the problem. The Mishabur does not bring that down, and the assumption of the law is that anything is usur. The goal is to maintain the time of the afikarmen in your mouth. But theoretically, according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, if the only issue is, you know, you want to sit a little bit, you don't want to eat any more food, but you want to sit a little bit so you have avinezer, mamonoshav, even with afikarmen, you can have some more matzah later on. So what do you lose? Okay. Just touching on that point of eating things afterwards, so halacha says that not only can you eat afterwards, but you drinking, chazal said two more kaises, but you can't add any more kaises. We shouldn't be moist from the kaises, they shouldn't affect the time of the matzah more than necessary. And therefore, you can't drink afterwards as well. So what are you limited to in your, what are you limited to in halacha? So according to one opinion, the only thing you may not drink is wine or an alcoholic beverage, because those theoretically could fulfill the mitzvah dollar crisis. So it looks like you're adding another cup. So if that's the reason, that's the only thing that's a problem. Second opinion says anything which is chamar medina, even if it's not necessarily alcoholic, but it's chamar medina, which theoretically could be used for a mitzvah, also you can't have. The third opinion says the issue really is flavor. We don't want you diminishing the flavor of the matzah more than necessary, so the wine affected it as much as it did, but that's it. But to have anything else afterwards would be a problem. Only water is permitted, or is something which has a very, 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 very minimal taste. So Mishabur says, let's say, he says, an apple drink, he says, is mutter. But if you squeeze the apples, you know, really crush it, etc., so it has a strong flavor, that's awesome. So that's the criteria which he gives. So you want to have some seltzer, it's fine. You want to have seltzer with a little bit of flavor and seltzer, that's also fine. You want to have a cup of tea, he says, that's also fine, without sugar. Right, Riyasha said even a little bit of sugar is not a problem. You know, a person loads it up a lot of sugar or honey, whatever it is, a strong flavor that you should stay away from. What if you're not drinking? If the goal is, the issue over here is just to maintain the flavor, so what if you're not drinking? So the Shari Tshuva deals with the question of smoking after the afikomen. Because I'm not endorsing smoking. I'm not endorsing smoking the yomtiv. I'm not, you know, but he, that's the question he deals with. So he says it's usher because you have to maintain the time of the matzah. Okay, so there is a tshuva from Zilberstein, which he dealt with. There is a chayla which for health reasons needed the tshuga. It was to maintain moisture in the mouth and etc. reasons. Was he allowed to chew gum after the afikomen? So he says if it's going to have any flavor, it's going to be usur. Based on this chari tshuva, it's going to be problematic. So based on that, taking a step weiter, that would also mean mouthwash is a problem. You know, before you want to go to bed, after the sentence, you want to have some mouthwash. You know, you had this whole meal, you only at least wash your mouth out. Well, that might be usur according to this, that thought process. Once you get a mouthwash which has very minimal flavor, so that, you know, that type of a thing, which I don't know whether it exists or not. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was asked an interesting question. There was a person who was on call for the night shift, the night of Pesach. So he's going to be busy. Thank you. He's going to be busy up the whole night dealing with patients, etc. Whatever it is, he needs to be alert. So would he be allowed to drink something afterwards? He said yes. Mishabur comes out that b'shas doichik, you're allowed to have something afterwards, even with something that will rely on the opinion. The only thing which is usur is alcoholic beverages, which obviously he's not drinking when he's on call in the hospital anyway. So having a strong coffee is only, that would be mutter. So in case of a necessity, that would be mutter. Another area which you grapple with is if a person, you have to eat them out after coming about seva. So a person by mistake didn't eat it about seva. So can he go back and eat it again? So one argument is he has to go back and eat it again. The problem is there's a Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh says that even though the Gemara is very clear that a person eats, does the mitzvahs which require a seva, if you do not have a seva, you're not yotzei. Even though that's very clear in the Gemara, that was only in the time of Chazal where haseva was a normal way that they actually reclined. So that was necessary to do it as such. But nowadays we never recline. If a person would not recline, he would still be able to, he would still fulfill the mitzvah. So now I have the problem all the way around. So according to Rav Yoh, I ate Afrika when I was Yotze. I cannot eat anymore. According to the, not like the Rav Yoh, I was not Yotze the mitzvah Afrika and I must eat again. So according to Shulchan Aruch HaRav, we have an eitzah, like having more matzah, shmura matzah is mutter. So Mishabur says that if a person could, he should eat it again. To be yotzeh, all the other Rishonim do not mention the day of the Rav Yoh, but a person finds it difficult to eat it again, he will rely on the Rav Yoh and not eat again.
Could it be that the Rav Yoh would say that you're not supposed to eat anything, you were yotzeh, but you didn't do anything wrong by eating it again because it's matzah after all?
The only person mentioned that is Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Nobody else seems to accept that thought process of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Even though in Sura it makes a lot of sense, nobody else seems to accept that. So it's an interesting question. You know, what would he hold in regards to that? I don't have. I would assume that he's not accepting that argument of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. So how do you calculate chatzos? So the simplest way to calculate chatzos is you take the chatzos ayom, and 12 hours later it's chatzos alayla. That is the simplest way of calculating chatzos, right? So now how do you calculate chatzos ayom? So chatzos ayom is usually understood to be the halfway point between sunrise and sunset. So number one, Ramosha actually says not like that. Ramosha actually says that it has to be the midpoint in the sky, and theoretically, in some days during the year, the earth is not perfectly round, and the ellipse around the sun is not perfectly round either. So the combination of the two means that you can have actually part of your day will travel faster the morning or the afternoon. So it can be off by two minutes, up to 2-3 minutes it can be off in the calculation of chatzos. The midpoint of the day is not exactly halfway between sunrise and sunset. You could actually have it, the afternoon is longer.
It could only be 2 or 3 minutes off.
Yeah, so it's not significant. However, when it comes to nighttime, the question is define night. Okay, so we say the half, the midpoint of the night. So we know Lo Shashach was considered morning already. So the night ends by Lo Shashach. So if I take the halfway point from sunrise to sunset, and then I use that for Chatzos of the nighttime, that's the halfway point between sunset and sunrise. But sunrise is not when day starts. Day starts by Elosh HaShachar. So if you tell me theoretically that sunrise and sunset are the Elos Hashachar until sunrise, and from sunset until tzeis are exactly the same amount of time, so then theoretically we could argue, well, you're calculating from tzeis till Elos, which happens to be the same thing as from sunrise to sunset, or sunset to sunrise. But that's not necessarily true. If you do your math, it's not necessarily true, because that's clear in halacha, the definition of Elos Hashachar is 4 mil before sunrise. It's the time it takes to walk 4 mil before sunrise, which is, without getting involved in using changes based on longitude and latitude and longitude, that's going to be 72 minutes. Whereas Seisa Kachovim is calculated, the Morgan has a calculation for that. So theoretically, Chatzos will be earlier. If you calculate, let's say the Shul over here calculates Seisa Kachovim as 8.1 degrees below the horizon, 8.5 degrees below the horizon. So that's around the equinox time. That is actually about 41 minutes after sunset. Okay, good. What time is Alois? Alois is 72 minutes before sunrise. So your night starts 42 minutes after sunset and it ends 72 minutes before sunrise. So Alois is not the halfway, you know, between sunrise and sunset. Alois is earlier. I'm saying not Alois. Chatzos is not half. Chatzos is earlier. So that is a problem.
It'll be a little bit later.
What?
It'll be a little bit later. It'll be a little bit after the midpoint. Because since Elos is what's longer, it's going to get pushed that way a little bit towards
Elos. Actually, I think it'll be a little bit, because you're saying Elos is longer means that night ends earlier and starts earlier.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Right.
So the night ends by Elos, so it's ended earlier. So you end up. So the accepted the minig in the Olam is to calculate it as halfway between sunset and sunrise, but it's not very clear that that's correct. So when we get this issue over here, we have many mitzvahs which are dependent on chatzos, and you have questions of brachas, etc. So the guy cutting it to the last minute, like, you know, the 108, 109, it says on the calculation, 109, so yeah, I got my first mitzvah matzah in, you know, by 1 o'clock. That's wonderful. That probably not because such a good idea, because logic, probably it's much earlier. It's probably about 15, 20 minutes earlier, right? The difference is a difference of 30 minutes. You divide it in half, right? It's 42 minutes, 72 minutes is 30-minute difference. So 15 minutes earlier. So you don't want to cut it that close. Okay.